I want to talk to y'all a little bit about the difference between a pastor called by God and the difference between a pastor that's not called by God. Now, I love my pastor. I really, truly believe he's called by God. And it took me, before I joined the church that I'm in now, I was in a church prior to the church that I went to. I was in a church, the same church, since I was a kid. And so when I left that church and joined this church, you know, it took me almost a year to join this church because I had to make sure that this pastor was really called by God. And one of the first things that I look for when I'm going to a different church, you can tell the headship, how the headship of that church is based on its members. So I had to see how loving the members were. Like, there's some churches that I've been to, the members are just not loving at all. It's like they won't speak to you. They got smart mouths. You know, they don't pay you no attention. You can hear a lot of the gossiping going on. They're talking about everybody. And that's the one way that you could tell if that pastor is called by God, because they are a reflection of the headship of that church. So if the headship of that church is allowing all of this stuff to go on and not addressing the issue, where's the love at? So I look at that's one little thing that I look at, you know, the difference between a pastor called by God and a pastor that's not called by God. So you have a lot of pastors who are very political. You know, I think they get it confused on if they're supposed to be a pastor or a mayor or a governor or something. A lot of these pastors get very political. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be any politics, you know, in the church. But what I am saying is, if your politics is greater than your faith, if your politics is greater than your Jesus, then you may not be called by God. You may be in the wrong area. You see what I'm saying? And I look at all of these things because the Bible is so spiritually fed. It's so real. You have to make sure that the person that you're under is called by God. You can't just be up under anybody and they're not real. And you're reading this Bible and you're going by this Bible, and then the person that you're under is contradicting everything that's in the Bible. You got to check that. There's some pastors that are very, very money hungry, very money hungry. Everything is about the money. Everything is about the pastor. Everything is about the pastor's anniversary and giving to the pastor's anniversary and things of that nature. And you got some pastors that are very hungry about going to school. There's nothing wrong with going to school. There's nothing wrong with having that degree. But you do have some pastors that will put a degree over the Holy Spirit. So you have to be, I think you have to be conscious of these things, because that's what's wrong with the Christian church today. We're being called hypocritical. We're being called fake and phony. And a lot of times it's because the people that are in these headship positions are not really called by God. They're doing it for the money. They're doing it for the fame. They're doing it for the respect, but they're not doing it for the love of Christ that's in them. The Bible even teaches that people are going to be doing all of these things, and Jesus is going to say, "Depart from me. I never knew you. Who are you?" Think about, hold on, we was casting demons out in your name. Hold on, I don't know who you are. Your mind might have been there, your body might have been there, but your heart was far from me. So, you know, I think about things like that. You know, you gotta really be cautious of the things of the pastor that you're under. You can't just be up under anybody and doing it just because you think it's cool. This is a spiritual warfare. Jesus is for everybody. So if you have a pastor that you're under and he's not saying Jesus is for everybody, and he's sticking to one particular culture and that's it, he's not called by God. I'm sorry. You have to be aware of these things. And it's not a call out for anybody, but I want people to be aware of the churches that you go to, the people who you consider to be over you and things of that nature, because we are all here to serve, from the pastor to the janitor. And if you have a pastor that's not willing to serve, think about it. I'm not saying I'm the best thing since sliced bread. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I know every pastor who's called or who's not called. What I'm saying is you ought to be aware of your surroundings. Jesus is for everybody. Jesus loves everybody. And we need to be aware of the things that the teachers that we get up under. And don't just follow any type of teaching. Know the difference between a pastor called by God and a pastor that's not called by God. Mother Norm, love everybody.